The U.S. Supreme Court established a citizen's right to be defended in court back in 1963. Now, some authorities in Mississippi say that right is being lost due to lack of funds. Officials in Quitman County, Mississippi, say they cannot afford to pay the lawyers for poor defendants, so they filed suit to demand that the state pick up the bill. NPR's Debbie Elliott filed this report.
Quitman County Chancery Clerk Butch Sipper sits between the stately white columns on the back porch of the county courthouse in Marks.
Marks, Mississippi, there was a book one time written called it The Most Southern Place on Earth, and I'm not sure it's not. This is in the middle of the Delta. It's all flat land. It's almost 100% farmland. Very little industry here.
It's a poor county with 40% of residents qualifying for Medicaid. So when someone gets arrested here, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be assigned to a public defender. Sipper says the county pays two lawyers $1,350 a month each to take those cases.
I'm not saying they don't do a good job. I'm not questioning them in the least, except that they're not full-time. They run a full-time private practice. So what they do is they try to get over here and get the job done as quickly as possible and get gone.
And he doesn't think that's good enough.
What is justice worth? I mean, to the fellow standing before the bar, you can't put a cost on it. To me, sitting out as the county treasurer, there is a cost there. And I'm saying that we can't afford it. We can't afford what I really think that the people deserve.
In 1990, the county went into debt and had to raise taxes to pay for the defense of two suspects in a grisly quadruple murder case. It still hasn't recovered. So Quitman County took Mississippi to court, arguing the state should cover indigent defense. Attorney Robert McDuff represented the county in the trial. He says Quitman County isn't alone, that there's a public defender crisis in the state.
Given that the counties can't afford to do it, and certainly can't afford to do it constitutionally, we're going to have to scrap this county-based system in Mississippi, and the state is going to have to assume its responsibility.
The state recently created public defender offices to handle capital cases and death row appeals, but counties must provide lawyers for all other poor defendants. Assistant State Attorney General Harold Pezzetta says that's the way the legislature set it up, and it's up to lawmakers, not the courts, to decide.
The question here is not, should we provide indigent defense? The question is, how is it best to pay for it? And that is a legislative question, by and large, not a judicial question.
Pezzetta points out that no convictions have ever been overturned in Quitman County based on ineffective counsel. But in court, testimony indicated that many defendants never make it to trial in the first place. 42% of the felony criminal cases in the last 8 years in Quitman County were resolved with a guilty plea on the day the public defender met the client, many times after only a few minutes. Reverend Carl Brown runs a prison ministry at the Quitman County Jail. He says defendants are not getting adequate counsel.
You can go and ask them, have you spoken to your attorney? They said no, and I said, do you know your attorney? No. The only time they meet him is the day of arraignment. That is absolutely pathetic and wrong.
It works differently in Mississippi's capital city.
If he has to go to the RED program, then we should not plead him to two felonies at once.
Jackson lawyer Tom Fortner is the public defender for Hinds County, one of only three Mississippi counties with a full-time public defender office. He testified that no lawyer can provide adequate representation after one short meeting.
Nobody out there that's listening to this would ever imagine hiring an attorney to represent themselves or their sons or daughters who would walk in, shake your hand, meet you, and immediately say, well, I think you ought to plead guilty and go serve 2 years in the penitentiary, without ever investigating the case, without ever questioning the witnesses, without ever looking to see if the rules have been followed.
But Fortner says part-time public defenders just don't have the resources to do much more. He says they have no choice but to give priority to paying clients and put their indigent cases on the back burner.
So the brunt of the criminal justice system is being carried on the backs of poor people, for God's sake. That's who's going to the penitentiary. That's who's crowding up the county jails. That's who's filling up all our jails. It's poor people.
Still, time and time again, the legislature has declined to foot the bill for a statewide system, and it doesn't appear ready to take it up again anytime soon. State Representative Charlie Capps of Cleveland is the chair of the Mississippi House Appropriations Committee. He says with the state facing a $400 million deficit, there are other spending priorities.
It's not in the same league with mental health, non-human services, or Medicaid. No. All these people are poor folks.
The judge is expected to rule on the Quitman County case this summer. Meanwhile, two other counties have filed similar lawsuits calling for a statewide public defender system. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Marks, Mississippi.